Keto Slim customer support. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Danielle. How are you today?
Okay, how about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. I just signed up just a few minutes ago, and I got the first set of menus, and like most of those things I won't even eat. It's like not stuff that was even options to select. Like when I know you go and select some things, but there's nothing on these menus that I would even enjoy eating.
Then you can.
So
take
how do
the,
I have to go about canceling this?
Well, I mean, you could technically you could take the grocery list and make whatever you want using the items on the grocery list. It doesn't have to be the exact the exact meals that are actually listed for your meal plan. So long as you're using the same,
yeah.
you know, the same or similar ingredients, you'll be remaining keto friendly, which will help you to achieve that goal that you had in mind when you signed up.
Yeah, the only problem is I was really looking for something that can just give me a menu. So that's the only bad thing about some of these sites. They don't give you some sample menus before, so it's hard to see. I just really wanted something that was going to show me, like it shows here, but stuff that I would eat. And I don't want to have to think about and try to make plans and have everything kind of, you know, trying to figure out how much I need to eat each day. I just really wanted something that was going to show me. And unfortunately, the menus are not going to be what I was looking for.
Well, the menus give you an idea of about, you know, what your proper portion sizes are going to be. And it also gives you, you know,
right,
your grocery.
But I still need to, right, but if I'm going to substitute, then I still have to calculate and figure out to make sure that I'm eating enough of fat, carbs, and, you know, and all that stuff. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through all that.
Well, I mean, that's going to be something that's going to be.
How do I go about canceling this?
I'll be happy to assist you with your cancellation. That's not a problem. Although you will still have to go through that on the keto plan. And what you want to do is you just want to make sure that you're looking for items that you select to eat. And you can do this without being a member of any website. I mean, we would love to have you, but you're canceling your plan with us. But if you might decide you'd like to come back in the future, we would certainly love to have you as a customer. But if you're wanting to do keto, you're always going to have to factor in and put in that just a tiny amount of extra by looking at the amount of fat and carbohydrates that are in your ingredients, whatever it is that you're making. And you can do this on your own and make whatever you'd like based on the types of foods you like to eat. And just make sure that whatever you're eating is very low in fat, very low in carbs. You can still have a moderate amount of sugar because that's very important for our health. But the way that the body works is the first thing that your body wants to use for energy, the very first thing that your body is going to go looking for energy is sugar or something that's an OS. So that would be glucose, fructose, sucrose, things of that nature. Sugar. It's your first thing your body wants to burn for energy is sugar. So if you have low sugar consumption, but you're eating enough sugar to remain healthy, because we do have to have some, then that's going to be great.
Right.
You know, you say you have low sugar, so, you know, if you become active, maybe you go for a walk, your body just burned up all that sugar. That's great. The next thing your body's going to look for to burn for energy is going to be carbohydrates. So if you've had very little carbohydrates, you can still have some. You don't have to feel like you can't have a piece of bread or two. But so that's the second thing your body's going to burn is going to be those carbs. Once you burn through those carbs, the next thing your body's going to go to is fat. And that's what you want your body to burn so to help you to achieve your goal. But if you do become active, and maybe if you were to like start working out or going to the gym or something like that, don't take that number on the scale. If you get on a scale and weigh yourself, how much progress am I making? Let me get on the scale. Okay, so I was at 140. Okay, so now I'm at 142. But I've been following this diet, and I've been exercising and eating right and eating healthy, et cetera. Why? I'm not losing weight. I gained 2 pounds. Well, that would be likely caused because you became more active. Your body started to build up muscle tissue. And even though your body may have burned some fat, That muscle tissue is much more dense than the fatty tissue. So because it's more dense, it has more weight. So what you want to look for is not so much a number on a scale. You want to look in the mirror for those changes to your body. Just as a little heads up in regards to that. Because some people can get some people can start on something like this. They can start exercising, eating healthy, and things like that. And when they don't see that those numbers going down on the scale, then they can become, frustrated and upset. And they may even decide to just quit. It's like, well, I'm putting in all this effort. I'm really trying. And it's the number on the scale isn't going down. You know, so why do I even bother? I just give up. Well, that's not the right mentality to have in the first place. But secondly, they may be gaining, the scale may not be going down as quickly as they'd like, or even they may gain a pound or two because they're adding muscle tissue, which again, like I mentioned, is much more dense and holds more weight than the fatty tissue. But what was the email address you used when you signed up for the program?
Actually, you know, you're kind of talking me into this at this point. So you said that on here, like if I pick a particular meal, there's a recipe swap that I can swap something that has exactly the same stuff in there, and it may be something else that I like.
You can swap up the, so if there's a meal on there that's not really suitable to your liking, then you can always swap that and have something else instead. You just want to kind of try to, you know, target the, you know, around about the same amount of food, as in, you know, and then as around about the same amount of calories, et cetera. But it wouldn't be too hard to judge on the portion sizes and things like that. But while, you know, maybe what if some of the recipes involve fish and maybe have a fish allergy or maybe you don't like fish, you can sub it. You can sub it for chicken. Chicken's really great on the keto diet. Or I suppose you could sub it for pork. As long as it's lean, that's going to be okay.
Right.
I would swap it for
chicken for sure.
Yeah, chicken would be the best way to go because chicken is going to be very lean. It doesn't contain much fat content. So even if you're a fan of white meat, breast meat is a great way to go for getting the healthiest and leanest chicken as opposed to the dark meat. The white meat would be just a little bit better. But if you're a dark meat fan, I mean, by all means, you know.
I like the light stuff.
Oh, very nice, very nice. All righty, and yeah, so you can swap up and sub out ingredients as you see fit. But the meal planning and the grocery list is a great guide and something to rely on to look back on. And hopefully, you'll find that there are meals on the meal plan that you would enjoy. And, you know, you can always give this a try and see how well you like it. And you can cancel anytime. And we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try. Like I said, I looked at, like, the first week and I was like, there was, like, three things. I'm like, this is not going to work. I just kind of wanted something that was going to tell me what to eat, you know what I mean, and take care of, you know, counting all the carbs and fats and, you know, all the nutritional stuff. All right, I'm going to give this a try. Thank you so much for all the information you gave me. I'm going to give it a try.
All right, excellent. That sounds great. And remember, the mirror is going to be better than the scale. So if you start getting active and trying to, you know, be active to burn the sugars, burn through the carbs, and then get to burning the fat, the mirror is going to show you better results than what you would see on a scale. I mean, it doesn't hurt to step on the scale, see if you've lost any weight, but it could be discouraging if you see that you didn't really lose the weight and you are at the same weight, or maybe you gained a pound or two, but that would be likely because you were active, you gained more muscle tissue, and that would have contributed to the fact that, well, the weight didn't go down. But seeing those changes to your body is what's really going to be what counts the most.
Right. Okay. All right. I will definitely give it a shot.
Sounds good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Keto Slim Customer Support?
No, sir. I think you answered a lot, and you gave me a lot more information than I even expected. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. And if there was nothing further I could assist with today, I hope you have a. I would like to thank you for calling Keto Slim Customer Support. It's been an absolute pleasure assisting you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.